Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The investigation is still underway after a boating accident Friday near Tanakee Springs that claimed the lives of two brothers from Juneau. State Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says 26-year-old Casey Newman and 23-year-old Kelly Newman went missing when their boat capsized late Friday. She says 26-year-old Jim Brown Jr., who was also on the boat, was able to swim to safety.
Casey was 26 and Kelly was 23. It appears that they were about half a mile from shore when a wave came over the stern of the boat and caused it to sink.
Peters says the Coast Guard notified troopers of the incident about 8:30 Friday night. At that point, Brown had already made it to shore where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Searchers located Kelly Newman's body a short time later. The Coast Guard says CPR was done by volunteers and local firemen for over 2 hours before he was declared deceased. Peters says Casey Newman's body was located Saturday with the help of underwater cameras. Coast Guard search and rescue controllers said there were two flights of H-60 helicopters from Air Station Sitka that helped in the search for that body. All three men graduated from Juneau Douglas High School, Brown and Casey Newman in 2004 and Kelly Newman in 2007. The clock is ticking on a recount of ballots in House District 34. Division of Elections Director Gail Funumiai certified the race on Friday, which means a request for a recount must be made by Wednesday. The totals changed slightly after the state's review board process, but only very slightly. Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ-Tompkins picked up 2 votes. That puts the new total at 4,125 for Christ-Tompkins and 4,091 for his opponent, Republican incumbent Bill Thomas of Haynes. Division of Elections Director Gail Funumiai explains the 2-vote adjustment.
They came from a Sitka precinct where the number of precinct registered signatures was greater than the number of cards cast, and so the State Review Board ran the ballots, and Mr. Christ-Tompkins gained 2 votes in that precinct.
It would seem that there are a variety of things that could result in slight changes, like somebody making an X instead of filling in an oval, and all kinds of variables that you must have to deal with.
Right. There are, you know, we have the issue with marginally marked ballots, and if it's not, if a voting unit can't detect there's a mark on the oval, it won't register it as a count. There are also issues with, you know, counted ballots jammed in readers or uncounted ballots jammed in readers, and sometimes those messages get mixed up amongst the, you know, the election workers and whatnot. And that's the State Review Board's job. That's what they're here for, is to make sure that things balance out.
The race remains within the margin for a state-funded recount. Thomas said Friday he's still considering whether to ask for a recount. Meanwhile, in another race, Republican Bob Bell says he'll request a recount of his race against Anchorage Senator Hollis French, who leads by 54 votes. Bell was down by 250 for the Senate District J race on election night, but gained considerable ground as absentee ballots were counted. He says it's frustrating to come so close to winning, so he'll request a recount.
You never know, you know. It's what are we talking about, 0.3%? So it wouldn't, that's like 3 votes per precinct. So it wouldn't take much of a mistake to make a difference.
Candidates can request the recounts within 5 days of certification of the election, and elections officials must complete the count within 5 days of the request. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for a winter weather advisory, about 1 to 3 inches of snow expected for today.